To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty.
Podcast Yggdrasil. Hello and welcome to Podcast Yggdrasil.
Hello.
My name is Andy.
I'm Matthew.
And this is Podcast Yggdrasil. We thought we would just make a quick session zero before we get into the proper episodes.
An introductory episode, so to speak.
Yeah, an introduction to our podcast. Basically, so before you launch into our episodes and spend your life that way, you can get something of an idea of what you can expect from us.
We don't judge.
We judge. Have you listened to us? Of course we judge. Shh. We do very little but judging. But not you, of course, our faithful, loyal listener.
Hopefully, since this is episode zero and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Podcast Yggdrasil. Should we deal with the name first, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. Yggdrasil is the world tree, the tree of knowledge from Norse mythology. And I wish we could justify the name of our podcast. I know it's a hard one. A lot of people have no idea what Yggdrasil means.
But hey, we get to be pretentious douchebags.
Yes, of course. But I wish we had a more rich and filled backstory for our name, but it's really just that we've always loved Norse mythology.
It's the tree of knowledge. It connects the world and, hey, podcasting.
Yeah. So we kind of found that theme and ran with it for our podcast. So this podcast will basically be me and Matthew talking.
A lot about politics.
Mm-hmm. Arguing.
The stupidity in the world and, well, lots of bleak shit.
Yeah.
Probably some happy stuff as
well. Lots of dark stuff.
It will be like Saturday cartoon, except all the people die.
Imagine a Saturday morning cartoon in black and white made in the Soviet Union with tears.
Okay, we'll try and make it a bit more cheerful, yeah, but no. Still.
But basically, we're going to touch on a lot of subjects. A big portion of it, I think, will be politics, at least to begin with.
Yeah.
A lot of our motivation for making this podcast in the first place is how we feel about the world and the state it's in.
We live in a world where we consume a lot of information so much that we tend to not think about all the things we consume. Not in a, like, irresponsible way we don't understand, but we get so used to the noises of all the things happening, we just start ignoring everything that's happening.
Yeah, and that's a big and good point to talk about, really, because... I think most people in the world will agree that things aren't exactly optimal. Things could be better.
There's a reason we have the expression, in a perfect world,
... And by all means, in a purely technical sense, I guess, the world has never been a better place. We have less war than we've ever had. A smaller portion of the population starving. We have somewhat less slavery, I think. In a lot of ways, things are better on paper. But I also think that most people will agree that there's a lot of stuff happening now and over the last few years and decades that really shouldn't be happening.
I mean, we're making this episode middle of 2020, and I mean, competence and good leadership has not really been what we experienced this year.
Yeah, it's been a tough one. If you came into 2020 hoping 2019 would be just a dark chapter of your past,
woo! I hope you're still with us.
Yeah, 100 years ago we had the Roaring Twenties.
Ooh.
It'll be the same this year, except it'll be flames roaring. But yeah, basically, things have taken a turn for the crazy, is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Trump is president, China has concentration camps.
A couple of countries have...
Justin Bieber is still alive.
I mean, this is how you know things are really bad in this world. We don't even talk about Justin Bieber anymore.
Yeah. Which brings us to the main point of this podcast. Despacito. Really? Have you listened to Despacito?
Yes.
Who hasn't? Okay. But basically, there are a lot of things happening that I think many people, most people, agree are terrible. Like concentration camps. That's why I brought that up. But despite all this, and despite the fact that we all mostly agree that, yeah, things like concentration camps and the government kidnapping you in the streets is a bad thing, very few people are willing to do something about it. And to a certain extent, that included us up until now. This is our way of trying to...
Do something about it and still sit on our asses.
Yeah, that's the that's a perfect way to put it. Podcasting! So, yeah. So basically, a lot of people are... They seem to be ignoring what's going on in the world. And...
Or just feeling exhausted or not feeling that they have the power to control anything that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's not because people don't care. Because people are... Most people are just inherently good, and they care, they want to change things, and I think most people around us, if you gave them a proper chance to, hey, you want to do this thing that's good for the world, most people would accept that, they would take that opportunity. But like you said, there are many reasons for why we don't do anything. It could be apathy, could be exhaustion, financial matters, health issues. There are a lot of things that can stop you from, not just from acting, but asking questions. And if you're one of those people who has worried over corruption, for example, I mean, depending on where you live in the world, corruption is probably a part of your daily life, I whether mean, you see it or not.
It's part of it. The question is, do you live a place where it happens all the time and you know it happens all the time? Or do you live a place when everybody pretends it's not happening all the time, even though it probably does?
Yeah, so if you're one of those people, we want this podcast to be a place where Matthew and me talk about it and hopefully make you stop and think. And
yes,
maybe ask yourself the question, hey, I know this is happening, but why are we letting it? And I guess that's a good segue to just... I guess we should describe the two of us in very short terms politically, because a lot of our opinions are going to be left-leaning.
We won't bring the most diversity of thought when it comes to political differences. I'm not saying we're the same, but...
You're not going to hear me quote Ayn Rand, for example.
I mean, I will, and then I will laugh at her and tell people how stupid she are, but...
Yeah. And I mean, aside from your Reagan tattoo, that's...
Reagan.
So, yeah, we're left-leaning guys, so most of our opinions are going to come from that perspective.
We're both Norwegian.
We're Norwegian, so
that affects things. We're from the West, but still not Americans.
That basically makes us communists. Capitalist communists.
I mean, it depends who you ask, really.
Yeah. But let's not digress. The point being, we're solidly left, both of us. And we're hoping this podcast will become popular enough that we have plenty of people ready and available to tell us how stupid we are.
Yes.
Much of this podcast will be us just voicing our opinions and commenting
on hashing things out and finding out where we're not seeing the picture.
Yeah. And for the most part, Matthew and me, we agree on most things. There aren't that many issues we disagree hard on.
We're used to having lots of discussion where we devil advocates the one on the other or take different points of view, but we probably agree then more than we disagree on.
Yeah, and like you said, I love taking the devil's advocate side, but unless you really feel that way, it can be difficult sometimes to come up with arguments for that side of an issue. Take abortion, for example. We're both...
I love abortion.
Yeah, we're both pro-abortion. But if I were to argue against abortion, I'm sure I could come up with some reasonable sounding arguments, but not necessarily all of them. And that's where you listeners come in. Our goal is to be called, my goal at least, is to be called a fool, a simpleton, a moron, at least once per episode.
And my goal is being the one doing it.
It's a lock. So, yeah, basically we need feedback. That's what all this is really about, podcasting and shit.
We'll talk with each other, but ideally it will be a wider discussion where the ones listening can influence not only, you know, what we think about things, what we learn, but also what we talk about. You know, both of us live in Norway. If people live elsewhere, for instance, where, you know, they're getting dragged into unmarked cars by quote-unquote police, or, you know, are dealing with all of the crazy changes that are happening around the world, that gives us insights. And that's the insight we want for ourselves and the insight we hope to give to our dear listeners.
Yeah, our dear loyal listeners. That's one of the... one of the points of fascism, isn't it? Enlist loyalty from your followers. podcast fascists. So,
episode zero, don't give away that we're building an army.
So, funny you brought that up, because what's going on in America right now is the subject of our first session, most likely.
Yes.
So I think we... Should
move on to that.
Yeah, I don't think people need to know much more about us. My name is Andy.
I'm Matthew.
And we'll be seeing you, hearing you.